Now, if I sit, well, I could try to stand. If I fall over, just ignore it. I said that once to a group, and then I stood and delivered my speech, and I did fall over at the end, and then they didn't know what to do because, you know, I told them they had to ignore it. So they were confused. I want to start by reading a poem that is, I thought it would be a good thing to read here because it comes out of an exercise that I give my students, which is to write something about a secret or not so secret lie or mythology they tell about themselves. And my undergraduates will often go, "What do you mean a lie we tell about ourselves?" You know, and I say, "Come on, you know, I don't believe that. My lie is, and I tell this a lot, was that I was born on the day that Buddy Holly died. I mean, it's close to the day, but it's not that day. I don't know. I guess I thought that would make me interesting as a person." So this is, this poem's called A Ready Made, and it's about that. So it involved, you know, Chantilly Lace, the big bopper went down with Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens. And it also involves the work of Marcel Duchamp, who did the first assemblages or ready-made sculptures. A ready-made. Out of nowhere, the phone rings and the voice of a fat man answers, "Hello, baby." Each syllable, its own word. Chantilly Lace, a song not sung so much as fumbled through a manifesto of befuddlement and pleasure. "Call it a little game between I and me," said Marcel Duchamp when asked why he'd hang a porcelain urinal in the Grand Central Exhibition, where people would be expecting to see, well, something else, something not a urinal. "It is a matter of record. The fat man's name was J.P. Richardson, a.k.a. the Big Bopper, whose purchase on history boils down to these questions. Do I what, and will I what?" Plus the fact of his going down in the plane that also killed Ritchie Valens and Buddy Holly. The night my head was battering the gates of my mother's cervix when the phone rang for me, by God, I was going to answer, "Hello, baby." The problem is usually not so much what to include as what to leave out. You can see how the urinal establishes a precedent for putting any old thing up there on the wall, a snow shovel, a bicycle seat, a do I what, a will I what. Pretty soon, all you'd want to do is play chess as a way of narrowing the field. "I am only a breather," Duchamp said later, and the urinal got thrown away by someone who mistook it for trash. Some distinctions elude us, such as whether the Beechcraft did or did not disappear in a preternaturally glowing cloud the night the world asked, "Will I what?" and I said, "Yes." Shucked off my animal skin coat and left it scattered among the wreckage the day the music died in an otherwise empty field. The next poem I'm going to read is